You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Always aggravated. A Mike Valenti signature podcast.
All right, welcome in to another episode of Always Aggravated, and we have a multitude of issues to get to today. But I have one issue. I have a request from the people. If this show, if this pod has ever given you anything in this life, can you do me a favor? And I almost view it as like personal spite to the company. Could you share this pod with a couple people that, you know, you don't know if they listen to it? Because the bigger the numbers get, the angrier the company gets. And I kind of dig that. That's like oxygen to me. So if you would be kind enough on radio.com and iTunes and wherever you get your pod, I don't know. I don't even know how you share it. Drop a link or slap a friend on the ass and say, hey, Johnny, give it a listen. But would you do that for me? Would you do that for Uncle Mikey as we just continue to do our thing? I don't even know what month of this is. What are we, 14 months into this nonsense?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Jesus, where the hell is time gone? All right, do that for me. That's what I ask. Now, on this episode, I want to start briefly with something because I had a moment where I immediately felt old. We got to talk about a British soccer star dating a porn star and how do you date a porn star? And then, well, Roberto with a breakdown of everything wrong with the Antonio Brown video. But I heard a DJ today and it really angered me. It did, because I think it's bullshit. You know, I heard a DJ today refer to Pearl Jam as classic rock. And no, don't shrug your shoulders.
I agree.
Bullshit. They're still touring. They're still releasing albums. They're not 60. And they're one of the 10 great bands of all time. That's bullshit. It's not classic. But classic's the horseshit you listen to.
Yeah, but I think that I believe that classic rock is a term of endearment. I think so many of their peers never even got the chance to be called classic rock. I think that means now you're in the upper echelon with the Led Zeppelins and the Stones.
Dude, it's just, here's the bottom line.
It makes you feel old, though, I understand.
Makes me feel old. I've been listening to Pearl Jam since I was 13.
Yeah.
You know, and of course I like their earlier stuff better than the later, or I like the first decade of their career better than the second decade. But like, Jesus, man, classic rock? That makes me think of, like, I don't know, like Jefferson Airplane. Like, that's, come on.
That's like psychedelic. Yeah. Shit.
I kind of looked at the radio and I went, what did you just say? It's not classic rock. But then you know what it got me to do? It got me to turn that radio show off. and go right to my Spotify list.
There you go.
And go get right into a couple of jams.
So no possible way to get you on a Rush Spotify list.
No, because the short stuff you played me sounded so shitty. I wanted nothing to do with it. So shitty. The hell's that song? Paul Bunyan? What is that? What's that song? No, sir, what is it?
It's Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer.
And Paul very Bunyan. Overplayed song. It's not, you know what I mean? You can't judge them on that. There's Paul many Bunyan. Other good songs.
That's great.
It's not good. That's what it is.
What if I can get you a nice 19-minute song? How would you feel about that?
I would have to.
Is that something you would be interested in?
I would have to be hammered. Honestly. It'd be a 5-drink minimum. I would have to be absolutely blasted. But, you know, Roberto, isn't that bad?
That's not so bad.
That's not so bad. That's good. There's 9 minutes left. No, I'm not into it.
But I know one of our brother stations here does, the classic hit station plays Pearl Jam.
Who runs it?
I know that they may play Stone Temple Pilots. They play Common Crows.
Who runs it?
Mr. Tim Roberts.
I want it stricken from the record. They are not allowed to play Pearl Jam anymore.
And they even go as far as like R&B hip hop kind of stuff from like the early 90s.
Are you ready for this? Over, wow. Under, 1.5. Pearl Jam song Sully can name.
Oh man,
I don't know if I can name more than 10.
Yeah, take bets on this. Let me try this.
It's off to a
they
bad.
Have one, I believe. Last Kiss is one, correct?
Yes, that counts.
So I need one more.
It's actually Kiss Goodbye, but that's fine. That's good.
And I obviously don't listen to Pearl Jam at all, but I could hopefully name another
that's
one.
Amazing.
Don't they have one called not staying alive? Isn't it just Alive?
Yes, that's yes. Right.
The staying. Ding, 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 ding,
yeah. Staying Alive would be the Bee Gees. Yeah. Totally.
Alive. It's just Alive. I think they have one called Black alive. As well. Simple as
that. There you go.
See, now he's got three. He's getting places.
Better than me.
Okay. Yeah, but David, you don't even like rock music.
I don't. I
see if I can do 10?
No. Well, yeah, sure. Listen. If I can probably go 20 deep.
Yeah,
you
can.
Might. But my point is, when I was, like, let's say Sully when he was 19, 20, 21, 22, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
When I was those ages, I was still going back and listening to 70s rock or music of the 80s, right? Like, and
but why don't you listen to it now?
What are you talking about?
The stuff from the 70s and 80s that you went back and
I just don't like the horseshit you listen to.
That's ridiculous.
Like Zeppelin, great. Hendrix, great.
All right.
I remember being 19.
That sounds good.
19 years old and going to CD Warehouse and buying Jimi Hendrix and Buddy Miles' Band of Gypsies CD. Now,
that's
what's
my
his
favorite
excuse
Hendrix
over there?
Album.
What's his excuse
I
over there?
I don't know.
I can't even look at him.
CD Warehouse, wow.
Yes, David. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
It takes me back, though. No, I'm not making fun
of
you.
I'm just making a point that, like, I think this generation refuses to listen to anything old. They just do.
See, I think throwbacks have gotten even bigger. Like, you have your throwback songs that are played in the bars all the time now.
No, it's true, because some of them, like, he knows Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
But
he would know, like,
good. That's not
you know.
Good. Like, great example.
Or, like, Have a Nice Day, like Bon Jovi, we were just talking
about,
right?
How many guys his age understand and appreciate Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, etc.? You're talking about some of the greatest musicians of our lifetime. Foo Fighters. You're talking about all-time bands, not just bands of the 90s. The early to mid-90s is where some of the greatest musicians of all time began. Like, you can't say that about the 80s and be like,
why not?
Geez, I don't know. Do you listen to horseshit Cyndi Lauper? That's
no,
what you're going to bring to the
no,
table?
No, I would say Journey is very underrated in that. Highly, highly skilled musicians.
Dog
very
shit.
Talented songwriters.
Dog shit.
And I'll go even further.
No
I would say
East Detroit.
Yeah, I don't know why. South Detroit.
Well, Roberto, we did that before with the 80s playlist on Spotify. Remember, you could name every song within two seconds.
Yeah, we should do that. On
I don't
one
know.
Day.
I just, I don't get younger people. My sister's the same. She don't know shit about shit. But she just, it is what it is.
But it's not a lack of respect. It's not like I say, oh, I can't appreciate or respect the music.
So
that
what's
came
your excuse
me?
That you don't even listen to it? You don't even try it?
Oh, I think there's some that you do, but overall I just say, yeah, I don't really listen to all the older stuff from those years. I just kind of listen to what I'm listening to now.
See, Mike, I think
what are you listening to now? Take me through this. Let me hear the shit bags that you listen to now.
Yeah, I pull up my Spotify right now.
Yeah, I can't
snake.
Wait. And how many of them's name starts with Lil?
Yeah.
Right.
Lil
no,
Bootsy.
I mean,
like, Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
Lil Bootsy. Lil Skies. Lil Red. Lil Blue. Lil Penis.
Lil Penis.
Music is subjective, right? A lot of Kygo. Love Kygo. Travis Scott's on here.
Hello.
Bryce Vine, a lot of listen
any
to.
Any bands?
He's skipping some. I think he doesn't want us to know what he listens to.
Does he have a guitar player in it? Yeah. I doubt it. I doubt it.
Kanye,
drummer?
Travis Scott again. There's some, like, you know, there's
some. Do you
some
have a guitar player?
Florida Georgia Line, Drake. Yeah, I mean, a bunch of stuff.
I love the fact that in my house, my kids have the ability at any time of day to play real drums, real guitar,
yes.
Real amplifiers,
yes.
Real keyboards.
Yes.
Real microphones.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They have.
Sully won't even listen to
if those
real
tools
guitars.
Are out.
It's not music to me.
You know what I mean?
To me, it's not.
No, stop.
No, you need to have someone that can play the instrument.
I'm not, even though my kids do use their phone to like play drums and, you know, play keyboard on their apps or whatever on their phone.
Yeah, but that's fine if you're adding it to.
Yeah, and I don't show respect to that. I'd be like, yeah, that's great, whatever. Yeah, but when they're downstairs and they're playing the real drums and they play me a song, yes. I say, nah, you're talking.
The problem for me is it's not that I don't like today's music. It's that the music I enjoy is not made today. By and large, there's really no room for rock. There's no room for alternative. It's just, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, there is no
Watch the Grammys.
There is no, you know, like even bands who came along late 90s, early 2000s, and you got into bands like Disturbed. You know, Tool obviously has run the gamut. But like, there are no bands like that now. And the ones that are, the music's so hard to find, it's not even an interest to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know what to do with SoundCloud. It's just, I don't get today's music. No one plays a fucking instrument. No one has an ounce of goddamn ability, and they all use auto-tune. They're all altering their fucking voice, and even rap, which is a genre I love, all these fucking rappers now, you can't understand a goddamn word.
I don't know anything.
What is mumble rap? What the fuck? How is that a genre?
I don't know. It's so bad.
Mumble rap.
It's so bad.
Fucking nonsense.
Yes.
Oh,
the genres
so
used to be
bad.
East Coast, West Coast, South. That's it.
Right, telling a story.
The fight mumble rap. Or now they it's this melodic, drug-infused, pilled out nonsense.
Yes.
Roberto, it's the truth. Have you listened to some of this shit?
Mike, you listen to, I know you listen to some of the current music. I know
rap? What current rapper?
He stopped, I think.
No, what current rapper?
I didn't mean, I meant like more EDM.
Oh,
you
EDM
know, whether
stuff's
it's,
got its place. You're by the pool. You're in Vegas. That's great.
Tygo or even Avicii, rest in peace.
Mike,
like that type
rest
of stuff.
Fuck you. The whole point I'm trying to make is, where is the music?
There is no music.
Where the fuck are rappers?
It's supposed to be an
where
art.
Where are bands?
It'll come back.
No,
I mean,
you're
everything,
right.
Everything eventually comes back. So
ridiculous.
What's going to happen is people that are 10 years younger than Sully, I think there's going to be like an old school wave is going to come back. So everyone's going to want to sound like Ice Cube again. Everyone's going to want to. There'll be a guy that sounds like Eazy-E in 10 years.
Just build
be,
off of it.
You know, it's all going to come back.
Like Kanye started that way.
It'll get worse. I don't know.
Yes.
Kanye was that.
Yes, you're right.
He was an incredibly talented, unbelievable artist. And he's turned into a fucking idiot.
Yes.
I mean, I can't control that.
It's a shame.
All right, it's very frustrating because then you cruise terrestrial or you cruise satellite and you're like, let me see what some of the big songs in America are today. And you go to Kiss LA or Kiss FM in a different city, or you go to the top 40.
Yeah.
Dude, my mind is blown.
It's Lizzo.
Who are these people? What is this shit?
Lil Uzi.
There's literally shit coming out of my vents in my car. Shit. And then I do. I go to Spotify and I go back to the stuff that to me is good. I don't know, man.
What, do you go to your 1950s playlist?
No, like there's a channel on satellite called Turbo that I like that's hard rock. And then I also love Lithium, which is the grunge
channel. I just don't get you, man. How can you like Disturbed and Tool and all these heavy bands, but you won't listen to the guys that those guys were influenced by? You won't listen to.
I just don't like it. Black
early
Sabbath,
Metallica,
like
Black Sabbath.
I love Metallica.
Judas Priest, Iron Maiden.
It never got into it.
I tried it.
I almost feel like it's almost a little too much compared to the more refined modern stuff.
Yeah, well, the singing is high pitched.
I run the board like Sully Stein, but it's like the one thing I will tell you is like, look. The reason EDM is so big is that it's a burgeoning genre. It's new. Mm-hmm. It didn't exist 20 years ago. And if it did, it was listened to at raves where you wore a shiny jacket and took ecstasy pills. That's new, at least. You're seeing a development there. But here's where I'm not comfortable. That's like a pocket genre. You take that out of your pocket once in a while if you're at a pool party or if you're on a trip. Like, I'm not comfortable with artists that don't play a single fucking instrument and use a laptop.
Yes.
I'm not comfortable with that being
Thank
the backbone
you.
Of my musical collection.
Thank you.
Can't do that. Now, they have talent. They have unbelievable brains to assemble this collection of beats and samples and stuff. But Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
Like, David, the other day I was trying to, like, let me see what's new. David, I was mortified.
It's trash.
I think there's too much improv going on. Like, no one's sitting down okay, I've got a song written, but is it really... Is it really kick ass?
Well, it doesn't.
You know, I mean, that's what producers used to do for guys. They would say, well, you know, that's good what you got there, but what if you did this? Let's bring it up to a higher level.
Yeah. Let's write 80 songs and choose 12.
Right, absolutely.
But nowadays, they know, especially EDM guys, they know when making a single, okay, this is going to be a single we're going to push. This is going to get radio play. It's going to blow up.
People like you ruined it. You ruined it because of your clicks. And your 99-cent cheap trick routine.
You're right.
Everybody needed singles, not albums.
Yes.
I love when you can pop in or go on a playlist.
Yes.
And stick with 6-7 songs from the same artist and never have to turn it.
No, it is a singles world. No doubt about that.
It's a joke. Like, how many artists end up releasing 5 singles?
No, to me, it was so cool to buy the CD.
Yes.
Go through every song. And what I like to do is I like to... decide which one. Oh, I bet you that one's gonna. They're gonna do a video for that one. That one's gonna be the next single.
Yes,
I like to do that.
Even rappers, man. There used to be albums. Albums.
Yes,
wasn't a one hit deal.
No,
you could even going back. Right.
No, like if you had one hit song on a rap album in the 90s, you were perceived as whack.
Yeah, you were fucking joke.
You know,
you'd
be like one hit asshole.
Go like super old school, and whether it's N.W.A., it's Ice, like even the West Coast guys. Mm-hmm. Hell, look at DJ Quick, who never rose to the ultimate stardom, but was a name West Coast-wise.
Yes.
So there are DJ Quick albums you play 9 songs in a row. Never turn it.
Yes.
They're all bangers.
Yes.
Bangers. Well, yeah, and I'm a white kid from New York.
That's the music I like.
Bangers.
Me Against the World, The Chronic, Ready to Die, those are front to back.
Mm. Now it's like, you remember, what was the, I hesitate to call him a rapper, he was the kid who got shot up. He was a dirtbag, though. He beat up his girlfriend. He got shot up buying a motorcycle. He had the Tenacious or whatever his name was.
Oh, no.
The SoundCloud rapper.
Oh, man.
People are talking about him like he's a fucking genius. And I'm like, I listened to a couple of his songs.
I can't remember. Right.
How many fucking pills you got to be on to call that music? Oh, he was a melodic rapper. Oh, okay. That's nice. Like, we could do this forever. Sully's uncomfortable. I don't.
What do you mean?
I don't. Well, you're not. When you don't talk, I know there's a level of disdain and discomfort.
Nipsey Hussle. Right.
No,
right.
Not him.
No, you're
not him. Nipsey had a name.
Triple X Tentacion. Tentacion or something like that.
Extension.
Oh,
extracurricular.
I'll get made fun of now for that one.
Right. Or people talking like this guy's a genius. Or, Little Xanax. Okay. Thank you. We're done here. Little Peep.
What happened to just using your regular awful name you were given, like Teddy Pendergrass? I mean, what the fuck?
Or just going by something better, like Juvenile.
Yeah. Yes.
Or Lil Wayne.
Mystical.
Yes.
By you guys all sound like Get Off My Lawn, guys.
Well, you know
I like that old time rock and roll.
I don't want to sound like that shit.
I'm glad I sound like an old man talking about this. Because if you're an artist and you can't give me the key of what your song is in, then I don't need to hear from you.
They don't know what chord they're playing.
And we will move along. It breaks down to why everyone hates millennials.
Oh, here we go. Millennials ruin everything.
I just, true or false?
Well, it's where
you're a millennial, technically, Mike.
Technology.
Yes, technically you are.
We are.
This is the last year of it.
We are.
I'm the last year of it. I ain't no millennial. I'm not some self-entitled pussy. So don't put that shit on me.
but I am, so you're putting it on me.
You do display certain traits. I'm saying your people, your age group, is entitlement at an all-time high. Are people weaker than ever? Oh, my teacher yelled at me once, so I have a service dog. Fuck you.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's a purposeful thing.
No, there's a lot of people that are.
People can't hold a fucking conversation without their phone. Like, just stupid shit.
Not all millennials are like this. Oh, I am a millennial, but I am not like this.
I can't come out of college and make 150 grand. Wah.
No, that definitely goes
I got to invent something.
Oh, my God. I have to work hard. I have to eat shit. I have to get yelled at. Yes, you do. Now, shut up.
But then shouldn't you be blaming the previous generation for raising them that way?
Yes.
Yeah.
No doubt. There are a lot of shitty parents.
Yeah.
I think they're assholes too.
See, but I don't know, Sully. What you did kind of is a millennial, what you just did. You want to blame the generation that raised them? I don't know. Kind of take blame for yourself.
Fucking nonsense.
But I'm one of you, so.
People want to blame millennials for everything. It's like, you know, I don't think we were even voting or anything when this country got into a $20 trillion deficit, all right? So you can't blame millennials.
Who the hell's talking about the national debt?
No, you brought it up. Jobs, economy, that type of thing. People want to blame millennials for why this country is so messed up.
No, here's an idea.
Look at what we're inheriting.
Here's an idea. Don't go to college and get in debt up to your fucking eyeballs to be a history major. There's an idea. You know what I mean? Like, people do stupid shit and then they blame everybody else.
Yes.
Oh, I don't get to live in Manhattan like Carrie Bradshaw? No, you fucking don't.
Yeah, it's everything you see on TV is perceived as reality.
Right.
It's nonsense.
And I see that with people in my personal life that they watch too much television and start to believe that the world is a way that I don't see it because I don't watch any
millennials
of that
think
shit.
Social media is real. Oh, that person you're looking at in a picture, not Sully, because now I have to do qualifiers because I don't want him to scream and yell.
But like, stop it, will you?
Like, honestly, you know what I'd like to do with influencers? I'd like to launch them into the sun.
Influencers.
What the fuck is an influencer?
Influencers.
Influencer. Yeah, you're an asshole with a check mark.
It's amazing how much money some of them make.
Because of your people. Your people. It ain't guys like Roberto paying Bobby Dodina some food influencer, and a guy makes $2 million a year because people sit there and rub their balls.
No, I mean, I'll go one step further. Even Howard Stern has hired an influencer to run his whole organization, his whole compound,
his whole media company. Howard has risen.
Is run by someone who has nothing to do anything with the broadcast or marketing
business.
But that's
brilliant because Howard is the actual producer. Listen, you know what I love hearing? I love hearing when people say, oh, well, I produce all this content. And you're like, wait, you took a picture in front of a green screen and tried to tell me you're in Santorini. You're an asshole. That's not content.
No. Well, that's how
Howard has risen to the top of one of the toughest games in the world. If Howard hires somebody to run his empire, that's called delegation. There's a difference. He still produces, albeit not as much as he used to. He still produces the content.
Well, that's how the Fire Festival was, because of the influencers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going here. I want to go there because they'll be there.
That's exactly how they marketed it. Absolutely.
Another showcase of millennials being dopey idiots.
the devil just ruining everything.
Here's your tent, sir.
Yeah, here's your tent, asshole.
No, of course,
we didn't know you wanted water.
Of course, there's a lot of entitlement. There's no disagreement there. But let's not act like all millennials are bad.
I don't get to drive a Mercedes at 22.
No, you don't. That stuff's a major problem nowadays.
My sons are in for a big wake-up call in a couple years. Well, you better do it now, sir.
All right, let's get into our next topic. A gentleman named Ollie McBurney.
Ollie McBurney.
Certainly sounds like a gentleman who would own a pub in London. Ollie McBurney, pip, pip. Ollie McBurney had a huge weekend for Sheffield United in the EPL. They had a huge goal beating, excuse me. They beat West Ham. And Ollie McBurney scored the game winner. And listen, huge goal, big time. And he celebrated. And he's like, hey, you know, this is great. 3 points and a goal. Never in doubt. Enjoy your weekend, Bladesmen, which is the fan group for Sheffield. Well, their logo's a sword. A woman named, what the hell is her name here? I want to get this right. I apologize. L. Brooks. Yeah. L. Brooks.
Stop
no,
it.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
L. Brook then went on. Oh, boy. All right. Can we refocus here? Then she went on and said, well, we all know you'll enjoy yours. L. Brook is his porn star girlfriend. Now, here is my question.
Is there a picture of her on there?
Yes. It's right there.
Oh, I'm familiar with her work.
Okay. That's what you were telling me about the other night.
Hold on. Can we please focus? There's a point to this. First of all, if in general terms, how would, whether it's a woman dating a man dating a woman, or a man dating a man, this doesn't matter what your proclivities are. How do you date someone who is in the porn industry? How is that possible? Like, honey, how was your day? You know how her day was. She was getting slapped around with cocks all day.
Like,
are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Hey, wait, do you want to have salmon tonight? Like, how do you date? Okay, whether it's a man. Okay, let's say it's a woman who's dating a guy in the sex industry. Yeah, how was your day? I pounded out 17 chicks. Like, how on earth do you date someone in the porn industry?
I mean, I put it this way. Listen. If you want to learn to play the violin, you want the best person to teach you how to play the violin.
But what if somebody this else guy is wants playing the their violin nonstop? I mean, think about it.
Mentally, that would fuck with you.
Fuck with you. It's a non-starter. Like, it was stunning, too, because no, you'd have to
be really...
Didn't Jimmy Garoppolo date a porn star for 10 minutes?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
That was a huge news story.
I got a whole list here of all other celebrities that have dated porn stars.
Yeah, go ahead. Let me hear it.
Bruce Willis in 2001 dated porn star Alicia Klass.
Wait, Bruce Willis was an A-lister.
Was this between after his marriage or whatever?
2001.
Yeah, this must have been after the divorce.
You know what's funny? It's been so long, I forget he was married to anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know Kid Rock has dated many porn stars. Charlie Sheen, we know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas?
Tony Curtis.
Hold on, go back to Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas, one of my favorite actors.
Caused a commotion in Italy where he was seen with actress Loredana Romito in 1998. She wasn't technically a porn star, but had found fame in steamy Italian movies that were restricted to audience.
So she was an actress.
Porn,
right? She was an actress.
She was Italian porn.
Tiger Woods is on the list.
You shut your face, David.
Well, of course he is.
Tiger Woods loves the porn
answer
star.
Answer the question.
No,
Roberto.
Those are pancake waitresses.
Roberto, listen. Look at me. This is important. Look at me. I've already given you my answer. I don't know how you do it. You'd wake up with night terrors. Listen to me. Now, this is very unfortunate.
I think, listen to me.
This is important. I have bad news.
Oh, no.
Your wife was hit by a bus. Now, you're still a father of two.
Right.
You still love your family.
Well, right.
How could you date a porn star?
No.
How do you explain
when
that?
When you put it that way, no.
How do you explain it to the children?
Awful. Well, I wouldn't. I would lie.
No. Okay, so you would lie.
And then I have the ability to put a mechanism in my brain, like a stop thing, where I will just change my thought on something and just pretend like it's not what it is, and I can convince myself that.
Now, just so we're clear, when it comes, let's say, hey, you've cooked dinner, kids are in bed, it's time for you and Miss Porn Star Roberto. You aren't going to think back to maybe what her afternoon featured.
Maybe not, but I think it would come up in, like, if we had an argument or something. The first thing I would go to is,
oh my God.
Okay. How do you have the right to tell me to do anything when you're out?
You're a disgrace. I don't know what's worse, the fact that you would leverage it or the fact that you actually wouldn't think about it.
He would leverage it. That's so good.
How do you not think about it? How?
I don't know. I mean, I think if.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's say I met a girl and I was really in, and we actually had a connection and we were like dating and everything was going good, and there just happened to be this one thing that she had
to get over it.
Here's the one thing, Roberto. It's one thing you'd have to work around. That, like, 8 hours a day, three times a week, she takes perfect strangers' dicks.
Mm.
You'd be able to work your way around that?
As long as I don't have to be exposed to it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know who the guys are.
Oh, my God.
So then hold on. That means you would have to stop extracurriculars because you might run into her on the video.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Have you ever considered therapy?
I've not only considered it, I've done it many times.
Oh, fascinated. Can I come to one of the sessions?
No.
I really just want to. I have to understand how you work. You are truly, you are an American treasure.
I'm not saying I want to do it or I would do it. I'm just saying.
I already said it. Your wife was hit by a bus.
I could see how a guy would want to do it.
What if she's retired?
Okay, stop right there.
Make a lot of money, too.
David. Unfortunately, your wife died in a hot air balloon accident. It was tragic. You've taken 5 years to grieve and to move on. And now David is a new man. Now, I know there's no way you would be allowed to do it because you'd be ostracized from the church.
Well, I could do whatever I want to do, but I wouldn't see myself even getting close enough to a porn star to
Listen, you got to date her. You got to play pretend. You got to play pretend.
What if she's retired? Can I get away with it that
what
way?
What if she look like this?
If she's retired, she doesn't do it on a daily basis anymore. No, I couldn't do this.
This is you know who dated a porn star? Alfonso Ribeiro.
Oh,
from Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yeah.
Not Carlton.
Yeah, he was linked to porn star Ashlyn Brooke.
Let me see her.
Very nice.
Carlton.
I mean, that's just a face. I need to see some other things to see
I'm
if she's
fascinated.
Nice.
Could there be a show about
you couldn't date that girl?
Dude, it's not about how they look. It's about if you're in the real world. You're dating them. You're living with them.
Well, Mike, it kind of is how they look.
No, it is. But then, David, we have to work into the realities of the situation.
That's true.
Like, I don't know if I'm comfortable if I'm not only the second dick in her day, but like the ninth.
I don't think it works that way.
No, okay, fine.
It's not that many.
You're not going to have sex every day, dude. It's not how it works.
But she does every day at work.
That's
every day.
Point.
Yeah. What I can't
like,
do it.
What if it's like once a week, every week?
They don't do it once a week.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, no, they
fine,
don't.
Fine. Let's say it's once a week. Are you
what
totally?
Do you think these are shifts? These are 9-10 hour shifts.
But think
doing?
About it in the real world. Would you allow your wife to go out and bang one stranger a week?
No.
And that's protocol?
No.
You wouldn't feel good about that, would you?
No.
But yet this would be totally okay.
He's like, well, you know, a block in my mind, you know, maybe.
Yeah, just block it out.
Oh, okay. Sully, go ahead. You're the most likely to pull this off.
Oh, man. It's the mentality,
he could actually
man.
Make it happen.
No, it's the 26, mentality.
26. He likes to go to L.A. and Miami. Yeah.
Now, put it this way.
Hi there.
Do you think you could handle it?
Like that's not
good.
That's do I have the hardware to handle it?
That's
no, tough.
That's why do you have to do that?
I mean,
Ollie McBurney must.
Oh, well, you know
he's
he
a soccer star. And dating a porn star. Mm. Carry on, Mike.
I've thought about this before.
What? It's,
and not like in a, oh, I have a decision to make, but I've thought about like how you could do it. obviously, if I was single, I would go on a couple dates, but I would not get into a relationship with a porn star. No. Absolutely not.
But yeah, what if it, like if she like once in a while she called and was like, hey, can I stop by or do you want to have a drink or
when
you know
gets,
one
yeah.
thing
to
leads
the
to the
moment
something.
Of yeah. truth. I'm telling fine. You. You might be able to go to that place once, but the idea of dating and the idea of consistent intimacy, I think my head would explode.
But every girl has a history. You know, every girl has been with other dudes before.
That's
I don't think
the premise. It's not, well, it better not be while you're dating them, but it's also, dude, this is not,
you know
oh,
that you know,
Sheila slept with a guy no, I knew I'm, in college think, and right, we're but, Eskimo brothers. No. This list for porn stars, you're going hundreds deep. Hundreds.
Real deep.
I'm sure Sully's been with girls that have been with hundreds of guys.
Well, you're right. And I don't ask.
Roberto, that's not nice.
You don't ask questions, right?
Right. You know what? I've still never asked that question.
That's a question that
know.
Causes a lot of, yeah.
I've never asked, and sometimes it'll come out.
Yeah.
Sometimes my wife will say something. I'll be like,
why what? Does it matter?
I don't want to hear that.
No, that's a huge relationship.
What?
Relationship
what?
Argument. Yeah.
I don't like faces put, I don't want to hear names.
No,
well,
you're right.
Take me through one of these conversations. What are you talking about?
What? No, just something will come up or, you know.
How many people have you slept with before?
What?
No, I've never asked that.
That's a huge, that's a huge relationship
Everybody
argument.
Everybody quiet. What do you mean it comes up?
Like we'll be telling a story about something that happened when we were kids or something and, you know, it'll be like, oh, well, I dated that guy or, you know, I'll be like, what do you mean dated? And they'll be like, oh, you know, well, we hooked up or something. And I'll be like, that's it.
Oh, my
goodness.
Jeez, man.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
You can't get mad, though. It's like before you even knew each other. You can't get mad at it.
How about... How about if you're at your son's school function?
Oh, Jesus
and
Christ.
And you lean over to your wife and you say, you see that teacher up there?
See that teacher up there, what?
That I...
Why?
You were with you, before in a previous life?
Yeah. Why right. would you do that?
Because I'm an idiot. Yeah, why would you lean over and tell your wife
I'm
this?
Dumb.
All right, so let's get to our last thing today. Roberto, you are fascinated. You have watched it 76 times.
I really have. I've watched it. I've watched it almost as many times as I've watched The Irishman.
The Antonio Brown video. I will let you take it from here because you are not even trying to find anything good about it or what's right in it. You are astonished at the level of wrong, that it is a never-ending stream of wrong, wrong, wrong.
Well, as you know, I'm not sitting there watching it because I want to. We've been doing bits on the regular radio show and, you know, cutting stuff together from it and I just feel like filthy every time I'm done watching it. I just feel so bad for the children and, you know, and I don't know, maybe this girl does have problems, but still, I mean, come on, man. Like, you know, there's certain ways to do things and certain ways to,
all right,
you know,
we'll start out. Anytime you get into an argument in front of your children, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
Can't happen.
Can't.
All right. Then you're yelling at police. I'm going to go ahead and say that's two.
Yes.
Okay. Then you're hurling a racial or ethnic slur, depending on what fish head means.
Mm-hmm.
And you're calling her a cokehead. So there would be three and four.
You called a cop a pussy.
Little man.
Mm-hmm. Little man.
You basically insinuated you'd kick the cop's ass.
Mm-hmm.
You bitched about how long it took him to get here.
Mm-hmm. Right?
You basically said you wish you were me. Then he talked about how there's no justice in this country for black men.
Yep.
Then he talked about white people.
Yep.
I mean, what else? Oh, and he brought a bag of candy penises with him. And
that's the icing on the cake.
Yeah, that's the coup de grace.
I don't understand it.
I still don't know crazy. What those are for or what function that serves.
I would
know.
Assume it'd be for a bachelorette party.
Oh, just don't go. He didn't put those in the kids' lunch or anything, did he?
No, stop
why?
It. Jeez.
Can I, you know, you've made me think about something now. You know, like they do that show, Practical Jokers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like you used to have that show Punked with Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm.
You can't prank a child, can you? Is that considered like out of bounds?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, what age you're talking here?
What about your son in high school?
Yes, prank him.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, prank him.
It wasn't mean-spirited.
You ever thought of doing that to your kids?
Yeah, well... I do sometimes.
Like what?
I don't know. I'll make up something or, I don't. You know, I'll just scare them.
No, I mean
know.
like a jackass prank.
Oh, no. No.
Like
no.
They walk through the door and I slam him with a pie in his face.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, that's different.
Sully, you ever watch the show Jackass?
Years ago,
Jesus,
yes.
Mary and Joseph.
Couldn't tell you much about it, but yeah.
So why? What are you thinking? What would be the scenario?
I always wonder, like, you know, it's an alternative punishment where you could have a lesson behind it. It would be a prank that's satisfying to you. You could communicate the message of you screwed up, but ha ha ha. I don't know.
You mean like the classic hold a sign up at the corner at this intersection with a sign saying you did this and
no,
it's embarrassing.
Because in today's society, somebody would probably come up and punch your kid. Like I don't think that's good.
No.
No, I just wondered. I don't know. The Antonio Brown thing, I'm astonished it's real. But then again, it's like, look at all the shit that's out there. Look at how people behave. I mean, Antonio Brown's had a pattern of behavior. But it is true. When you watch that video, there's not a single thing he does right in there.
No.
No.
No. Everything's wrong.
Will he ever be on an NFL team again?
No. Fuck no.
Period.
No way.
That seals the deal right there. I mean.
I don't know, man. I think yes.
Still a team that might just take a chance and deal with the talent?
I think yes.
No way.
I think yes, because there's been no actual arrest or crime or charge of any crime. I think a team might one day take a chance on him.
Those kids are fucked.
Oh, here we go. So,
mentally.
By the way, if you're interested, and I'm actually going to order some of these for some people in the office, you can go to dicksbymail.com They have the Eat a Bag of Dicks, and it is...
And you got there so quickly because it was already in the history of the browser.
I never thought I'd type in candy gummy penises, but here we go.
Yeah,
now, there's a selection of gummy penises. Now, I think $15 for a bag of dicks is probably a little much, but that look at those might be the Antonio Brown ones, Roberto.
I'm looking at it right now.
Those look just like them.
Yeah.
Or it's these.
Yeah, those ones, yeah.
Yeah, Pranks Anonymous. You can get gummy penises for $11. So if you're thinking of pranking somebody, tremendous.
This website's probably killing it right now.
Why hasn't he become a spokesperson for this product?
You must be 18 years of age or older.
Wait a minute. Time out. What is he going to be the spokesman for? Hey, want to harass your baby's mama?
Right. Yeah. You saw me in the video. Now you need to throw your bag of dicks out there.
You can get your own bag of dicks.
As he's still looking for help from them.
Stop into dicksbymail.com. Use promo code AB.
Right.
That's promo code AB.
It was all a marketing stunt.
Buy one, get one free.
Oh, man.
What would happen if you mailed somebody a bag of dicks?
I kind of like that.
What? I don't think anything would happen.
No.
I think that's a good thing.
Like here, what if we sent it to Powers? What if we send it to like Gator? You send it to one of the hosts here, and you don't do a return address, and you just send them a bag of dicks.
Oh, it's great.
You think they'd get a gig a lot of it? No, they wouldn't.
Some would. They'd
get upset.
Yeah.
Double the dicks. Add a bag for half off.
Promo code AB. Double your dicks right now.
Add penis-shaped confetti.
That's fantastic.
Now, Mike, you didn't comment. What about the logo? You see the logo? How great is that?
No. What happened on their website? No. What happened?
That's a great logo.
Their corporate logo for the...
look at that.
Pretty clever.
Hip, modern.
Kind of looks like ours.
Wow.
Speak for yourself.
Missed out on that.
No, you know... Here's the question, though. How did AB acquire the candy penises? Do you think he actually Googled this?
I believe someone probably gave it to him as a goof, or he sent
one of his assistants.
Yeah.
Or somebody came home with it as a joke. Or
wow. They have a top
maybe that
10
woman
list.
Had she had him at home because she was at a bachelorette party.
What do you mean there's a top 10 list of what?
So they said it's been said that people on average are able to keep a close network of people, about 250 people in their lives. However, the top 10 list of people to send a bags of dicks to based on our research on this website are as follows.
Let me hear that.
Number 10. Frank Stallone. Number 9.
What? Why? What did Frank Stallone
I don't know.
That's,
they're just joking there. The man that killed your father, brother, or dog is number 9. Number 8 is your favorite politician. Number 7 is your estranged father. Number 6 is teachers. Number 5 is the Westboro Baptist Church, they said.
Oh, my God.
Number 4 is your best friend. Number 3 is roommates and landlords. Number 2 is your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend. Number 1 is your second best friend. Whatever that means.
I would never. No. And by the way, you can't send that stuff to politicians. Won't you get arrested?
I wouldn't even want to. I would like one giant gummy one.
Like a massive gummy penis?
Like 3 times life size.
Well, 3 times of whose life size?
No, not yours. Okay. Mine.
All right.
Now, the bag of dicks is 6 ounces and includes 25 to 30 gummy penises.
Fantastic.
It says, please don't ask us how big our dicks are. Just figure it out with the information. Nutritional info.
Nutritional.
David's would look like an enlarged gummy worm.
You know what's interesting?
Mine would look like a Mike and Ike.
I kind of view this like... I kind of view it like a cup of coffee, right?
Yes.
How is there a company that's actually been like... They had to get like registered that I'm going to start a company that makes gummy penises. It's like the first guy who brewed a cup of coffee. I'm going to take these beans. I'm going to roast them. I'm going to put a filter in.
Right.
I'm going to brew them by putting water over the top.
Right.
And taking the juices that seep out, adding a touch of sugar and possibly cream.
Right.
And I'm going to drink that. Who the hell goes, all right, this gummy craze, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of gummy bears, gummy worms, gummy drops. We're going to make penises.
Wow.
So fucking millennials.
That's right.
Well, get this, though. Get this.
I guarantee you bagofdicks.com is owned by a millennial.
I can tell you right now because I just did a quick search. It's a Reddit thread. I got to read this entire thing, but it's the guy who created it. I created dicksbymail.com. It went viral. And I sold the company before even shipping out my second round of orders.
Right.
Kill me.
Wow.
Jesus. Wow. God.
didn't even send a second order.
I bet he's talking about the profit margin and how much diving into all of it.
It's going to make me sick.
Now I'm depressed.
And with that, right. Enjoy your week.
Go invent something.
iTunes. What'd he do?
150 grand in 2 weeks. Then sold it. Doesn't
Shut
say what he sold it.
Up.
Yeah, but he made a mistake by selling it.
Yeah, he did.
That's not a great number there, Mike.
So they drafted.
Who knew that Antonio Brown would come along?
He gets royalties, he says, but whatever.
Antonio Brown's your spokesman. Do you want to harass the police?
Yeah.
Here's a bag of dicks. Promo code AB. All right, we'll talk to you next week.